Next, a short piece of creative nonfiction from Harrisonburg's Bob Burson. Bob wrote, by way of introduction, "My wife's pre-kindergarten teaching job at an Egyptian private school brought us to Cairo, Egypt in August 2006. It was our first experience living in an Arab and Muslim country. My wife taught at her school, Narmer American College, for 3 years, and I joined her in Egypt for 14 of those months. Our first 3 weeks in wild, densely populated Cairo were spent finding and settling into the flat and neighborhood described in my story, Cairo Rooster.
Like flowers and weeds shooting upward in springtime, buildings are springing up everywhere in Cairo, one of the world's largest cities. Behind our modest five-story building are other small, middle-income apartment buildings in varying states of completion. Two recently dedicated mosques bookend our corner of the neighborhood. Another stone's throw away are four brand-new blocks of 12- and 13-story residential towers, partially or fully finished. The streets in front of these luxury high-rise buildings and our house and around the two mosques remain dirt-packed. Why? Because road paving by the city government can't keep up with the private development construction boom. Behind our third-floor flat is a three-story building with what appears to be a ruin on top. Not a venerable ruin like the Great Pyramids complex of nearby Giza, but rather an abandoned construction site and dumping ground. Haphazardly scattered on its open-to-the-sky concrete surface are the remains of building supports, broken-down ladders, metal wire, and stone fragments mixed together with assorted trash items. No more than 30 feet in length or width, the ex-construction site slash ruin slash dump is situated just 10 yards below our kitchen and bathroom windows. Perhaps the building's owner ran out of money and couldn't add the planned fourth floor for family occupation or rental. Abandoned construction site or not, every open space in Cairo finds a use, and we quickly made the acquaintance of the principal occupant of the adjacent rooftop ruin, a big, black, red-crested rooster. Lordly and loud, he puts out his clarion call early in the morning and at various times throughout the day. Initially, I didn't associate our rooster with a particular religion, but this morning at 5 o'clock, my feathered neighbor quickly joined the muezzin crier as he began his melodious call to sunrise prayers at the Nur Mosque a block away. The rooster, I quickly discovered, even has a flock of his own. His congregants, who never stray far from his side, are an extended family of multicolored hens and a mini flock of pigeons, distant relatives who nonetheless share his ramshackle rooftop abode. Like my wife and I searching for and ultimately finding an apartment, we had thought that the rooster, hens, and pigeons had found their penthouse accommodations on their own. We equated the opportunism of our avian acquaintances with that of countless Egyptians who have succeeded in making a home wherever one is available, from impromptu shacks in vacant lots to centuries-old tombs in Cairo's City of the Dead. We were wrong, at least in terms of the chickens. Looking down yesterday from our kitchen and bathroom window perches, I was stunned by the sight of a boy, maybe 14, walking on the roof ruin area below. I quickly hid my face next to the high window so he wouldn't see me, then peeked out several times, but the youth had disappeared. I noticed there was water in an old dented pot and chicken feed in another. Two dirty, well-worn plastic jugs sat off to the sides. There was even a wooden shack-like structure I hadn't previously noticed from which the boy had emerged. Previously unseen, it apparently covered a stairwell or ladder that connected the roof area to the completed part of the building below. Further observation revealed a chicken coop at the center of this mini farm for the production of eggs and meat. Our neighborhood of unpaved, dirt-packed roads, I soon learned, had been agricultural land just a handful of years ago. In rapidly sprawling Cairo, rural farmlands, cities, suburbs, and desert merge overnight and metamorphose. In every possible state of construction and creation, the city teems with life, and all of us, rooster, hens, pigeons, and people, are participants in its spectacle. Yes, Cairo is a spectacle on a mega scale, but within its explosive growth and density, in the most cramped of quarters, flora and fauna and people creatively subsist and some even thrive. Give a Cairo rooster, pigeon, or person just a few square feet of space, and he or she will make a home and together make their way.